day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice, sing a song of praise on this good day.
No, I'm here.
No, I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here.
Jack.
Nuts here.
Jen, check.
Check.
Brad, check. Heather, check.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Heather, check.
Rich gets nervous when he doesn't hear any of
them. Do we get an Andrea Metcalf check,
Andrea,
too?
Andrea,
check. Check, check, check.
Check, check, check,
we're
check.
We're all here, check.
All right. That's very good. We're going to talk about fitness classes in the summertime with Andrea Metcalf.
Oh, you know what else she has for us, too?
What else does she have for us?
The new list of the top superfoods.
Wow. Mm. Superfoods.
Mm.
When we eat these superfoods, we become superhuman.
Don't
get
all.
Get it done. Here she comes to save the day. So, anyway. Andrea.
Watch out. She's already worked out this morning. She is full of it
that's
already.
That's good. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a good thing to be in good shape. And she is, and she will pass along interesting tidbits to help you make it yourself. It's the Doug Steffen Boot Camp here on Good Day. It's 8 minutes after the hour. It's talking about health and well-being. We all know the vagaries of high cholesterol, the problems people have with their cardiovascular system. You need to have good, and that means low. But there are two different kinds of cholesterol. There's been an argument in the last 4 or 5 years with some doctors as to whether you be focused on the total number or do you have to be focused on the good cholesterol and the bad cholesterol. You don't have enough of the good and the bad, and that sort of thing. But it's clear that high cholesterol and high triglycerides are numbers that you ought to know. And if they are too high, you need to do something about it. And the way to do something about it is to try a free program from the folks that have imported Cardiol. Cardiol has 9 natural ingredients that work to lower your high cholesterol, work to lower your high triglycerides, and you'll see differences in 30 days. I did, and you will. Get a blood test, then call this number, 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. You'll get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol, which works to lower your cholesterol and triglycerides. And then it's a maintenance program. And so if you want to make sure you're not going to have these problems as you grow older, call the number, or you can go online to cardiol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, cardiol.net/Doug, and get the deal. It's a free trial. You'll pay shipping and handling. That's it. Free 30-day trial of Cardiol to lower your high cholesterol, lower your high triglycerides. And then at the end of the 30 days, you do another blood test to see how it works. And as I say, maintenance is the most important thing. Get it to where you need it to be and keep it there with Cardiol. 888-809-6424 or just a click a day, a click a day, a click away. I suppose it could be a click a day as well. Get your friends on this as well. You go to cardiol.net/Doug for the free 30-day trial. Or call them at 888-809-6424.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The heart health benefits are enormous. Thankfully, the MegaRed soft gel is not. MegaRed 100% pure omega-3 krill oil from Schiff. Just one small MegaRed per day supports your heart health. And unlike fish oil soft gels, MegaRed soft gels are easy to swallow with no fishy smell or aftertaste. Big heart health benefits. one small soft gel. Mega Red Omega 3 Krill Oil from Shiv.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra. All right, so Andrea Metcalf is here on Good Day, 13 past the hour. First, these superfoods that are good for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Is this a full slate of food that you can plan on? Can you plan meals for the whole day around these superfoods?
No, I think there are three foods that the study is really telling you. These are three foods you should consider adding into your diet daily because of the health benefits they propose. And there are... You should be able to guess at least one out of the three because they've all had some buzz.
Ice cream.
I don't know. I tried this. I tried almonds. I tried almonds, pomegranate, bananas, eggs, and avocado, and none of them were on the list.
Spinach.
Well, I didn't say those aren't great superfoods. I just said they're not in the top three from the new health natural news research.
Chicken McNuggets.
Yeah, I tried Big Mac.
Okay, I'm going to... One is pretty easy. It's dark. It's yummy.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate.
Chocolate. Cacao beans, actually, are what we're supposed to be eating is more the cacao because that's where the flavanols are. So it really does matter when you do buy chocolate what the flavanol level is. So look for cacao or very dark chocolate because the darker the chocolate is, typically the more flavanols it has, and that's the big
superfood. A is dark chocolate. Then, all right, we got that.
That's one of, check the flavanol levels.
Because of the pure cacao in it. Now, the next one is something that in the 70s we used to buy and grow because they were
pot.
No, not pot. But they were ceramic, and you'd put the seeds on them and grow them.
Chia pets.
Will you two be quiet and let her finish this list? Like a couple of children.
Chia seeds. They're actually higher in antioxidants than blueberries, which is kind of interesting. Really? So you can get out that chia pet and then eat those seeds instead of just layering them on. They have omega-3 fatty acids.
Where do you get them? Where do you get it, Andrea?
Chia seeds?
Yeah.
Get them at the health food store.
So if I eat these, does that mean that President Obama's head is going to grow in my stomach or?
Well, they're a source of protein, so that's why they're so good. They have all the essential amino acids for a seed. That's really good. So you can add them into your salads, throw them in smoothies. You won't taste funny. So if you're allergic to gluten, they're a good staple for your protein addition. And then the last one, let me see, how can I get you to get this one? This one's probably hard. They have 18 different amino acids, which is, again, a good protein source. And they have calcium, zinc. They're in the berry family.
Berry.
Whey berries.
Jingle.
Oh, keep going.
The raspberries.
Keep going.
Blueberries, blackberries.
Oh, goji berries.
Yay! At Jennifer Hornblatt. Woohoo!
Thank you. Yay!
Goji berries.
I don't even know what goji berries are.
Those are expensive, by the way. Holy
Well, they're supposed to help you lose weight and boost your immune system, plus they're a protein. So three foods to add into your diet, chia seeds, raw chocolate or cacao, and goji berries, according to Natural Health News Research.
There we go. Dun. Wow. Okay, let's talk about this new move in many cities, communities around the country. Health folks are trying to get people started by having them kick off fitness programs. We have one here in Framingham, for example, that starts at 5:30 every morning, and they go from one farm to another farm, and they're basically running a boot camp, in essence. The boot camp is, but here is one thing. You get into these cities where they're looking for a fitness, City Hall Plaza in Boston, for example. They have steps up and down. They have people from this time of year until 1st of November running around the steps up and down, and they have free yoga classes apparently with them. This is sponsored by a local sports club, and I wonder if this is a trend. You're in Chicago, Andrea. They have the same sort of thing going on there?
Yeah, we do. In fact, not just boot camps, but at our Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago, every morning at 7 a.m., the city of Chicago provides people the ability to walk around it, and three times is a mile, to instill a healthier lifestyle. And they are growing in trend. Boot camp, especially because it combines strength training and cardio. It's a very efficient, high-calorie burning workout that gets you in shape very quickly.
Is it like CrossFit? Would it be considered a sort of CrossFit type of... Because that's what they claim for CrossFit. It burns lots of calories. You do all kinds of different exercises. And it does what you just said this does.
Yeah. In fact, I'd say that CrossFit is a type of boot camp. That boot camp isn't a type of CrossFit. CrossFit is a little more, I'll say, circus-like. It's very athletic.
You seem very intrigued by this CrossFit, Doug. You ask about it every week.
Well, I think CrossFit is a very interesting concept in that it was aimed at one thing, but I think what it's ended up being is something that both sexes like to do and seem to
love
be
it.
Able to
I love
do.
It.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, CrossFit, I think what's really great about the branding on this is, you know, that they did some strategic partnerships that you see the commercials on TV, that it looks cool, and it is a very great, a very effective workout. But CrossFit is a type of boot camp, and it is, you know, it's not for somebody necessarily who's a beginner, although they can, you should always have an instructor that can modify movements so that any level can participate, have fun, enjoy, and have the camaraderie of a, of, you know, partnership.
All right, so how does that compare to some of these things you see on television like P90X and Insanity and some of these other things where you see everybody being beaten to a pulp by the leader of the group and then they all smile, I'm wonderful now, I'm bigger and stronger than I ever was before, and it's all thanks to P90X.
Well, P90X is what they call it is muscle confusion, which is trying to get your muscles to do different things and then high and low intensity alternating, which again is the boot camp formula. Insanity did the same thing. They just tried to take the program and simplify it or make it shorter instead of 90 days. I think theirs was 60 days. And I'm sure there's going to be a 30-day program out there at some point that's going to be super.
Right.
90.
And then there'll be a 10-day program. And
But really, if Rich and I were talking before we started, you only need 20 to 30 minutes of intense exercise to maintain your weight, to maintain heart health.
But how many times a week, Andrea? I mean, I go to Taekwondo four days a week if I hit everyone.
Well, you should have at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise every day, and that intensity thing can, you know, if you're over 50, last year they announced a study that women over 50 need 60 minutes of daily moderate activity. So I think the whole point is everyone needs to start moving. I was at the State of Health in Chicago yesterday, which was telling where Chicago is in relationship to other cities. And an interesting fact, I found out that we smoke more in Chicago than they do in New York or L.A.
Wow.
Our kindergartners in Chicago are at the highest obesity rate ever. So they were talking about ways to try and, you know, make some changes. And although we've had some great trends in Chicago that it's gotten better, still, it's 22% of our kindergartners are obese or overweight.
That's sad.
It is sad. All right, there's lots of information. You can find Andrea at AndreaMetcalf.com, AndreaMetcalf, or NakedFitness.com, which is one of her more interesting contributions to society. 21 after on Good Day.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
At least once a year create a new music special, our music. So this year, the newbie is the British era of rock. But a lot of the old man, these guys are long on the tooth. Some of the old
whatever
British
happened to them?
Rockers.
They kind of fizzled
away.
They were
Tears
for
Fears. And,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're still around.
Remember them or,
they broke up, but then, well, listen.
Oh. This is my favorite.
Nice.
Salute to Tears for Fears musically for a moment or two here on Good Day. 25 after the hour, going back to their other song, number one song in 1985 was Everybody Wants to Rule the World so they can control you and do as follows. We don't do this, Richie?
No, I just, sorry, they were here, so I didn't want to be here.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you remember a month or so ago I talked to you about the planning board in Framingham spending almost an hour with four consultants trying to figure out whether to cut down two trees or not.
Silly.
And so you see these examples locally, statewide, nationally, of these crazy things that are going on, people suggesting various ways of fixing what they think is a problem. Town of Concord, Massachusetts, dealing with this at their town meeting. They debated for 2 hours, and they amended the original motion 14 times. They wanted to eliminate the sale of single-serving water bottles, less than 1 liter. The motion was put forth. It was approved and passed by the town meeting. So now there is a bylaw that will enforce the ban of selling bottles of water under 34 ounces. And I don't know whether
I'm
this,
down with that.
I think I'm wondering whether this is a good idea or it isn't much on the heels of, this is not about content, this is about the bottles themselves. And then you think about what the mayor of New York has said, he wants to ban 32-ounce Slurpee drinks. And that's not the same thing, because this is about the container versus
the
that's about what's in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the environment.
You know what irks me, and I'm sorry to interrupt, Doug, but why do we have to make a law about this? Why can't people take responsibility for recycling the water bottles that they use?
Well,
why is it a big deal? Why can't we take responsibility for just, you know, owning what we're consuming in New York City? Why does there have to be a law?
Because the world has become
so... Are people that dumb?
Well, yeah. In fact,
people
are that dumb. And this is the whole crux of what we're doing to educate people or not to educate people about the pros and cons of issues like this. There are a lot of arguments, and people want convenience, yada, yada, yada. But there is an environmental consequence this. So why can't we... be teaching people, like aren't there stations in supermarkets, okay, go fill your own bottle and drink it instead of having to buy.
Or more recycle bins on the street.
Right.
Convenience. Well, but it's about making it easy. Everything is easy, easy, easy. And it doesn't work that way because there's always a consequence. And that's what came up in this discussion. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea, most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquavelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquavelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquavelva. Men get it.
Aquavelva. 500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
After on the Good Day program with Heather and Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and Doug. And today we're going to spend some more time talking about CrossFit. Thought maybe you'd be interested. I mean, a little more information.
No, I haven't really heard about that. Tell me about it.
No.
I love CrossFit.
Maybe we should get Andrea on to talk about it.
There's all right, calm down, please. A California man has had a tough ride. He set out on an exhilarating motorcycle ride and has had a problem since getting off of this ride. Matter of fact, several months have gone by, and his problem hasn't gone away.
Hmm.
It was an exhilarating ride on a BMW motorcycle.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Oh, boy.
So proud of you for telling this story.
I think I may have gone just about as far as I dare go.
No, no. There's a good way you can say this. Let's just say the really? Ride made him happy for a very long time.
Well, he still is,
wow.
Apparently. Yes, they go.
Like
you
6 months.
You know how
he's seeking medical help.
Yeah, there is a commercial.
The one that says it's after 3 hours.
Right. No.
After 4 hours.
Yeah, seek medical attention.
After Jesus. 6 months.
This guy's had the problem for like
really?
6 months. Really? Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
And BMW sales have now risen.
Right, yeah. Very good for no BMW.
I wonder why BMW motorcycles were a trending topic.
Well, he's mad about it, though.
Yeah,
can
he's suing BMW because he can't engage in normal activity, and it's creating emotional and mental anguish for him.
So. Doug's like, I'd pay for that.
Well, you know, he's got a place to hang his hat permanently.
He's suing BMW, or the seat maker for BMW bikes, for lost wages, medical expenses, emotional distress,
stop,
and general damage.
It's a medical issue. Something happened to you. It wasn't the motorcycle.
Yeah.
He said it was the motorcycle.
Whatever.
To his wife.
Right.
Can you imagine, though? Oh, that would be horrible.
Yeah.
6 months.
Would it?
Yeah, you can't.
Because as a girl, we don't know. So
yeah,
it,
no,
it would be awful.
No.
All right, so here's the latest, speaking of lawsuits, from the Zuckerberg camp. There's a lawsuit that was filed yesterday, one of many. There are about a dozen lawsuits that have been filed against him personally and against Facebook. This one claims that Zuckerberg pulled a $1 billion fast one, and this class action lawsuit has been filed by Facebook shareholders who claim that he had inside information that the stock was grossly overvalued. He protected his own financial hide by unloading his stock. It went public. He took his stock and unloaded
not
billions.
All of it, but most
everybody
of it.
Knew that stock well, was overvalued.
Yeah. But wait a minute.
No
here's
secret.
But this is how that happened. You see, I'm not protecting or standing up for him. There's no reason. I don't have any investment in this one way or another. But this is really how it works. Unless somebody who's smarter than I am has got this figured out, who's good in the stock market, he takes... It went out for, what, $34 a share, I think, wasn't it? Or $38 a share?
$38.
So it went up a little bit, and then it went down. On the first day of trading, he unloads what amounts to about $11 billion in stock. Of course that's going to affect the price of the stock.
Yeah.
That's what drove it down. Not necessarily that there were a couple of problems. Let's face it. Facebook is, if you'll pardon the pun, in your face. He's surrounded by people. This is not all about him. He's not that smart. He's smart, but he isn't that smart. He's surrounded himself with people who are promoters. They come up with schemes. The latest one is the subject, as a matter of fact, of our poll today at DougStefan.com, whether or not this new program to introduce parental controls for and thus allowing children under the age of 12 to join Facebook, which is a horrible idea, I think. We've asked you what you think about children under 12 being on Facebook, and you can get to that poll at DougStefan.com. I think there are too many things that are on Facebook that 12-year-olds ought not to be exposed to. Now, what Zuckerberg is saying is, well, we can control that by you, parents, putting on the parental control, same as you do on television, which I guess is, yeah, okay, that's something. But this is aimed at doing nothing more than raising, he's got almost a billion people on the planet, which is one-sixth of the planet signed up to Facebook. This is astonishing.
And yet, there was a poll taken yesterday. 5 out of 6 people or something that they polled have admitted that they've never bought anything from any ad that they've ever seen on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could say that for almost any advertising source. What I find interesting, Richie, is that young women are canceling or just ignoring Facebook. I saw that in a survey over the weekend.
I was at my brother's house this past weekend because his 22-year-old stepdaughter was graduating from college, had graduated from college, and his 18-year-old stepdaughter graduated from high school. And chatting with these girls, and they're like, yeah, nobody's on Facebook anymore. Everybody moved over to Twitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the case?
Everybody moved over to Twitter.
Yeah.
Right. When it comes to high school, I mean, yeah, the 13, 15,
so maybe they're
16,
doing this to compete like, with that. He may know that, Richie.
My niece, who is 14 or 15, 14 now,
yeah,
she's on Facebook, and it's all like, oh, I love you, my friends. You know, she's talking to her girlfriends. Oh, I can't wait to see you after school, all this. But once they get to be about 15, 16, and they don't want mom and dad seeing what they're posting on their Facebook, they go to Twitter, and they can tweet little things back and forth, semi-anonymous. Mom and dad aren't on Twitter. So Facebook has had an interesting kind of life. It started out with young college people. Then it started out with the. Then it went to the parents wanting to be on there so that they can talk to their young college age kids who are away. Then it went to grandparents and everybody being on there. Now it's at the point where kids don't want to be on it anymore because their parents and grandparents are there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a trending. There are a lot of people.
It's evolved.
A more mature audience.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So anyway, the poll, we seek your input as we do every day. Join the thousands of people that take our poll at DougStefan.com. Yesterday's poll question, what was your favorite program featuring Richard Dawson? You may remember Dawson passed away over the weekend. We were talking about that yesterday morning. And to no surprise, 47% of you said you liked him best in Hogan's Heroes. 24% of you said you liked him best as the host of Family Feud. 16% said they liked his performance in The Running Man. 13% of you said that you liked him as the participant in The Match Game. So, the legacy of Richard Dawson. All right, everybody ready? We're a little late, but it's the 2020 Info Quiz. Everybody ready?
Sure.
Ready.
Ready.
What makes popcorn pop?
Heat.
Well, it's an application. This is an audience participation question, Rich. You may have not recognized the fact yet you're not a member of the audience. You remember
sure, I am. I'm listening to the crew.
Yeah. That produces the program. Popcorn pops because something happens to the kernels. It causes the, what goes on is the causal effect of kernels exploding. What is it? How does popcorn pop? 800-510-8255. Perhaps one of the more pensive things that we have discussed today, something you'll talk about all day long.
In 2004, your government dollars were spent for NASA to research this.
Right. Yep. There it is. 800-510-8255. They wanted to know if they could use it on the space shuttle. Yeah. That's why they wanted to use it. So what's the story?
You gotta trust NASA's results.
Yes, exactly. All right. So what is it that happens when popcorn pops? 800-510-8255. Just a note here in passing. This is sort of a coincidental anniversary today of two sad things. One of them tragic, the other one sad, but both of them together sad. On this date in 1968, in Los Angeles, Senator Robert Kennedy was campaigning for the presidency and was shot by Sirhan Sirhan. This date, 1968. On this date in 2004, former President Ronald Reagan died at his home in Los Angeles. 93 versus Robert F. Kennedy, I think, was 58. Was he not? Does that sound right? Something along that line, but when you think about time passage, I remember there's a, what's that song, Time Passages?
Time Passages,
remember
yeah.
That? Who did that? All right, so apparently, Richie, a lot of people would like to help us understand how popcorn works. We'll get to that in a moment. It's 17 for the hour on Good Day.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here's some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad!
Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here are some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of Strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's two free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374 today.
Yeah, thank you. That's 15 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program focused on popcorn and what makes popcorn pop. It's Adam listening on the I-75 in Florida, who's on the air with us now. Adam, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So, are you a big popcorn consumer? Is that why you know the answer?
Yeah, I love popcorn.
Yeah. How do you go buy it already popped, or do you like to pop it the natural old way, or do you pop it in the microwave, or what do you do?
I'm old school. I do it on the stove.
On the stove.
Ooh, yeah. Like
Jiffy Pop popcorn.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that great? That was great stuff. All right. So, Adam, what do you know about how popcorn actually is created? What makes the popcorn pop?
Well, I think it's the water in the kernel gets heated up and expands and causes the kernel to pop.
This is dried, or at least it appears to be dried corn. And by the way, the special popcorn grown. It isn't something you do.
Yeah,
with
there's special.
Any
there's
kind
actually ears.
Yeah.
I just came across these.
You actually grow. There's a popcorn that's been created by hybridization, and about 14% of these corn seeds are water, and when you heat it, it creates steam. And therefore, the kernel, as it's heated, it explodes and pops open.
450 degrees.
Yep. The steam can't escape any other way. The popcorn comes in different varieties.
The moisture turns into steam, creating pressure within. As the pressure builds, the casing eventually gives way.
And it expands to a volume sometimes 40 times its original size.
This is amazing.
It pops.
So, if they have to make special popcorn kernels, how did anybody ever realize that corn popped?
Because they dropped it on a fire accidentally a long time ago, and things were starting to pop.
Does that mean that any corn will pop?
It will under the right circumstances, yes. Pop any corn that's dried on the surface. It dries, the kernel dries, it wilts. More often with the cow corn, for example, what I feed to my cows is cow corn, and it is they call it Brazilian corn some places. It's very hard, but has a high moisture content, but it doesn't last very long. The moisture dries up out of it, and so when you take the kernel off of the cob, it is hard on the outside, but you can put it, you can apply the heat, and it will explode. Now, there has been, because of the technical advances that have come about as a result of hybridization, different varieties. We all know how many different varieties of corn there are. You can go to, I mean, there are dozens of different kinds of sweet corn, for example. And there are lots of different kinds
of... morning, I had no idea we were going to learn about corn.
Well, see, listen. Now you know. So, Adam, when's the last time you had a really good bag of popcorn?
Probably a couple of days ago. My wife gets on me because that's my favorite food. I eat it all the time.
It's your snack of choice. So do you put salt and butter on it, or do you like it dry? How do you like it?
No, I use that spray butter, and then I use Old Bay seasoning.
Kind of seasoning?
Old Bay.
Old Bay.
What's Old Bay? I don't know what Old Bay is.
It's like the seafood, crab type seasoning.
Comes from the Chesapeake Bay here in the Maryland
area.
We put it on crabs.
What is it called?
Old Bay.
Old Bay.
How is that made? Where does it come from?
It's different seasonings and salts. It's kind of a reddish, blackish, salty color. And you've had crabs, right?
Excuse me?
You ever had spicy?
It's a trick question, Doug.
Right.
Careful.
I'm scratching here.
The Maryland crabs are yummy.
Right. So you know the salt that comes on the crabs?
I never pay any attention to it. I thought it was salt to salt, but that's not the case anymore.
Special seasonings.
Yeah. All right, Adam, good man, good job. Hold on just a second. We'll find out where you are, and we'll send you something. Either that or we'll send the police to your house and arrest you, one or the other. So the Doug Steffen investigation of the day, powerful investigatory, is that the right word?
Investigatory.
Close enough.
Powers. You know, you hear Sean Hannity in the afternoon talking about how he's investigating what's going on in the world of politics. We've got him beat here.
Yes.
We're investigating the important things in your life. How does
popcorn
pop? And as Jennifer suggested, this is a link to something that you would never have discussed had it not been for my inquisitive mind.
We had M&M's with little pictures of my step nieces on them this morning. At some point, they're going to be able to make popcorn with pictures of people so their heads will explode.
Ah, perfect, Rich.
That's fun.
All right, it's 51 past the hour. Now you've heard the rest of the story on Good Day.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, our devotion at the moment is to movies, movie music, movie audio, movie news with Chuck Curry, who's our movie man. He's the author of the blog Entertainment Today and Beyond, all about DVDs and all kinds of video and movies, great stuff. We're always interested in this sort of thing. We like to watch them at home. We like to go to the movies, see the big screen. And that was from a movie that was number one during this week in 1978 on the big screen. John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John from the movie Grease. This is such a great soundtrack.
Yeah.
Such a fun movie. Crank it up, Richie. Will you please for a moment? I did not have fun listening to that or remembering the movie. But the problem is today, everybody when they hear Travolta's name, they go off onto the dark side.
His massage.
Reputation has been damaged for life. You know, people go to see the movies. It's like Schwarzenegger. Are people not going to go see his movies? No.
No.
Bill Clinton, are people not going to go listen to him speak? No.
No.
But there's still, you always think of when you hear those names. Right. And by the way, when you hear those names, it's always men who are doing these things to women. You never hear this story
or men.
Women, what I say?
Men who are doing these things to women.
Yeah, okay, in Travolta's case, yeah. All right, anyway,
By the way, I'm going to do a revival of the other big movie of 1978 this Sunday night, and it's Superman, the movie.
Really?
Yeah, my local community theater. I'm excited about it.
Chucker has connections with his local theater in his town. Lives in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Neat little Pennsylvania mountain town, and so he gets people to come in. How do you promote this? On Facebook and Twitter and stuff? How do you tell people you're doing this?
Yeah, mostly. Once in a while, I'll run a local radio ad. But
really?
It's not that cost effective to do it. But it's just, you know, basically people go to theater and it's, you know, hung up on a billboard. I actually have a nice poster wall that I put up about 30 11 by 17 movie posters of movies I like. It's really cool.
Cool. All right, so that's neat. Be nice. We all love those. I remember the Gorman Theater in downtown Framingham and the Kendall Theater. We used to go when we were kids.
One of them is now a toy store. I forget what the other one is. But they were, you know, they seat maybe 400 people. Now, these big in the complexes where there are, what, 16, 18, 20 theaters, you get thousands of people to come in. I don't think the screens are that big or that good. I mean, the sound's better, don't you think, Chuckard? That's about it.
It depends on the chain, and we have a local cinema movie theater that just opened in our mall, which cost they had to spend about $3 million, and it's pretty impressive. But I just find going to the multiplex is somewhat of a soulless experience.
Yes, people it is. You're right.
They watch the movie.
I'll tell you the thing that's nice is the degree of the incline of the amphitheater. So that you don't have anybody's head in front of you.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that.
Yeah, that is cool. All right, let's see here. Do we have time for our contest?
Quickly.
Look like it. You want to do it quickly?
Let's
we'll
do it quickly.
Here we go. We have three excerpts from a movie, audio from a movie. You identify the movie, which was number one during this week in 2007. Pretty silly movie. You'll have about 30 seconds to call us at 800-510-8255 after we listen to the clues.
Wow!
We had this conversation last night. I told you about my promotion. I was out celebrating it. No?
No, I don't remember that at all.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Actually doing my first on-air interview today. So.
With who?
Matthew Fox.
Matthew Fox from Lost?
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about him?
What?
Nothing. You know, I know my job is to just support you in whatever it is you want to do. And I'm in, you know, so whatever you want to do, I'm going to do.
Gareth Finnis, or whatever his name is?
No. I'm on board.
It's the other one you can't stand.
Yeah, they're both Rogan. Annoying. Yeah, yeah, Rogan. They're both annoying. All right, so you got 30 seconds. Hurry up. 800-510-8255. What's that movie? While Chucker gives us some movie news.
Here's an interesting one, Doug. The new Batman film, the official running time of The Dark Knight Rises, clocks in at 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
If you're interested, the AMC theater chain is going to run a Batman marathon on July 19th. Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises back-to-back-to-back. That's about 8.5 hours in a movie theater. You think you could sit down and watch that?
I could. I do it often when I'm in California. Not necessarily for the same, for a trilogy of movies, but yeah, it's kind of fun.
Now, the title of the next Planet of the Apes film is going to be Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Right. The official release date, May 23rd, 2014, 3 years away. 20th Century Fox will re-release Independence Day post-converted into 3D next July 3rd, 2013. Huh. And with the Avengers doing $1.3 billion worldwide in box office already, Marvel's already started filming Iron Man 3 with Robert Downey Jr.
All right, Rob in Anchorage, what's the name of that movie?
It's Knocked Up.
Knocked Up, you are correct, sir. So hold on, it's a classic movie.
Hi.